Begin tonight's program with a Bach transcription of a chorale prelude to the chorale found on page 460. And after I have played it, will you join me in singing stanzas 1 and 3? And since stanza 3 is sort of a doxology, I think it would be a good idea if we stand for stanza 3. Stanza 1 and 3.
Thank you.
Now I've asked Mark to sing, "We Wait for Thy Loving Kindness, O Lord." This was written for the wedding of Elizabeth and Philip back in 1947. Long maintained that there is no finer group of listeners than the group at Holden. I would like to play very, very softly, "Come Sweet Death" of Bach. I'd wanted to dedicate this next number to Ernie Zorb, who has been so kind several years ago to build nesting boxes for our swallows. But since he isn't in the village, or did he get back yet? I would like to dedicate this to that bird who's built her nest on top of the lamp at the entrance to the snack bar. This is a setting by the Italian composer Enrico Bossi, who has written The Conversation by St. Francis and the Swallows. Sometimes the title is St. Francis Preaching to the Swallows. Thank you. Now, instead of closing, as I usually do, with some kind of a dance, I would like to have Mark sing the familiar Vincent Heumann song, Without a Song, which pretty well sums up what we feel about music. This is my final vesper for the summer. I'm taking some liberties. It is inevitable, having been here for 2 weeks, that the bug which infects so many people here, verbal pollution, has finally gotten to me too. So I'm going to talk tonight. Last week I played a program without making any comments. Tonight's program will be dedicated to my wife. Those of you who know her, she's unpredictable. She has recently returned from Canada with Fern Olson and Mary Hinderly. I asked her when she got back who listened. Carol referred to them several times during the past week as the Playgirls. She has the distinction, along with Mary Hinderly and Doris Edmond, of being charter members of the Women's Wildflower Club. And their escapades, I won't begin to tell you here, enough to say that they finally became labeled as the Wild Women's Club. I've always been amazed at husbands who can give direct orders to their wives. I tried that last 2 years and ordered Gertrude to stand for recognition. And she told me last summer, you do that again and I'll remain seated. So, to borrow an old Swedish phrase, låt blido så gör du ändå som jag ber dig, which roughly interpreted means, remain seated, I will be obeyed. So, Gertrude, this is for you. I'd like to begin by playing a prelude of Bach on hymn number 460. After I have played the prelude, will you please sing all three stanzas? And I think it would be appropriate to rise on the final stanza. I don't mean to be gloomy here, but maybe we better sing these tunes, because I think this is one hymn that is scheduled not to be included in the new hymnal. All right, have hymn number 460 ready, please. Next will be a very short prelude by Paul Montz, and I will make some comments about him later on. It is on All Praise to Thee, Eternal Lord. It is not in our hymnal, but it's familiar to many of you. This is the kind of thing that he will do on the spur of the moment. Improvise a chorale prelude as he sits down to play. All Praise to Thee, Eternal Lord. Thank you. The next is actually a Christmas number by Bach called Tidings of Great Joy. The next is a Saraband by Corelli. Before the large movements of music like suites, sonatas, and symphonies were written, composers wrote combinations of folk dance rhythms and combined them in a larger form. The Saraband has, to me, a very interesting history. It is pagan in origin and is used by pagan worshippers, the priests approaching the altar in such abject humility that they crawled on their face, hands and knees, considering themselves being completely unworthy to face the idol at the other end of the room. This then is a Saraband by Corelli. Thank you.
join me in singing hymn number 422? 422. I'd like to repeat some numbers that I played the first of Vesper in the summer. This happens to be two movements from the Telemann Suite. I wrote some poetry about Beanie playing Telemann, and in spite of making reference to my Lutheran feet, I have since begun to wonder whether this elevates me in any small degrees to the four B's, Bach, Beethoven, Brahms, and Beanie. This is a very old, familiar hymn tune. I played it the first Vesper. I shall dedicate it to Ernie. Then another one from my first Vesper this summer. The Aaron Copland had made famous the Shaker tune, "'Tis a gift to be simple," and we know it by another text. If you want to hum along, do so. Thank you. Next, will you find hymn number 587? This is a traditional American tune. It's quite old. The text takes flights of fancy away from reality, but maybe we need to get away from that sort of thing once in a while. If you'll notice under the sixth stanza, you have the acknowledgement based on St. Augustine. The FPB is a reference to a priest, Father, and I don't remember the name. But authorities tell us that this priest is guilty of flagrant borrowing from St. Augustine and claiming it for himself. Let's sing it along and move it a little bit, and be sentimental if you wish, that's okay. Before my final number, I would like to say something about my successor coming next week, Dr. Paul Montz. I have sort of a John the Baptist hang-up about Paul Montz, because for 14 years I have played a lot of his chorale preludes here. I really don't know him very well personally, although I've taken every chance to hear him. You will find him thoroughly exciting. He can improvise like mad. His hymn singing is something extra special. There was some concern about his coming because he has a reputation, of course, as being a very fine professional organist. But I like the idea that when he was in college, he was a jazz pianist. And I began to think more and more that's a pretty good prerequisite for a church musician. I hope you will welcome him and be as kind as you have been to me. I know that I can promise him one of the most listenable audiences in the country. It's a real pleasure to play for you. Those of you who have been here many summers will expect this next number. It is inevitable.